Okay, everybody, I think we're going to get started because it's time, right? A lot of people have called in, and my experience is that more people keep calling in even after we start. So it's great. I am excited to be here again. Oh, my God, this has been just an amazing experience. This is Kaya Singer, for those of you that are new, and this is the Wiser and Wilder Fire Circle Gathering and Community of Women. I'm just thrilled that you're all here, and I have two amazing women here with me today. I'm going to ask you each to just come on and say a quick hello. Carolyn, can you just put your voice in?
Absolutely. Hi, Kaya. Hi,
yay.
Everybody.
Yay, welcome, and I'm so glad you're here. And Michelle Grace?
Hi, Kaya. Hi, Carolyn.
Yay, hi. Welcome. I am thrilled to have these two women with me today, as I've been with every single person that's come. It's just been phenomenal. You know, the amazing women that have come, and all of you who are just gathering around the circle, and all the Fire Circle leaders, speakers that are here with me. It's just been just a beautiful, beautiful experience. I'm going to share a little bit more about that in my story today. But first, I want to let everybody know, and how many of you are here, those of you in the chat, the rest of you I can't hear from right now, other than mental telepathy, which I sometimes can do, but I don't know about this morning. But if you're in the chat and this is your first time here, you know, raise your hand and say, yes, first time. I know there's quite a few of you here who have been coming many, many days of this, all the way from the beginning. Oh, Paula Tree, I love your name. Welcome. And Audrey, yeah, I know, Audrey, you just joined this group, which is awesome. And I know there's some others of you that are here for the first time that are listening in live right now. Some of you will be listening on the recording later. And just to know, for all of you, no matter where you are, whether you're live here or later on the recording, in real time, you can get the recordings to all these wonderful circles, right? And they're available for you, which is really amazing. So you can find those recordings on awakeningbusiness.com, Wiser and Wilder Fire Circle. Thank you. And that's a long thing to remember right now, so I would encourage you to look at your emails, because in every email I send out, I have that whole URL in there. There's some hyphens. You're going to make a mistake if you just try to copy it from my words. But those recordings will be up for a while, definitely till the end of February, but probably until the middle of March. That's what I'm thinking, maybe March 15th. So everybody has a chance to listen to them, right? Great. Okay, we're going to start the circle the way we usually do. Sorry about my little dog there. If anybody can't hear me well, tell me, because I can adjust the audio on my headset. So we're going to start the circle the way we usually do, which is coming together around the fire, right? And there's, you know, well over 300 of us, going toward 400 of us now in this circle. If we think of everybody from Seattle, Virginia, Colorado, Peru, France, Norway, I mean, so many women from all over the world, Tasmania, New Zealand, Australia. We've had people from so many different places. And, you know, we never could figure out how to be physically around a circle together with all of our busy lives. So this is how we're doing it virtually today. And Taya here's from Portland. Welcome. We're all going to be here in a circle today together, which is beautiful. So what I want you to do, just this very short ritual we begin with every day, is to close your eyes wherever you are, and just put your arms out to your right and to your left, and feel yourself being in the circle with all these beautiful women from everywhere. And just touch the arms, touch the hands of the women right next to you on both sides, and feel the circle, that strength of the circle. And open your eyes gently and look into the center and just see the fire burning, just beautiful wood, and smell the smell of that wood and the sparks coming from the fire. And it's look up at the sky, it's night sky, and see the stars in the sky. And it's beautiful, right? I mean, it's beautiful energy. And as you hold the hands, just feel the energy move from your right hand all the way around the circle and feel it come back through to your left hand. And we're a circle of one, and we have this light and powerful energy that we're all creating together. A global circle of women, that Carolyn says. I love that. And yesterday, I've had a different little thing that we've done every time in this circle, right? And the first day, it was your wisdom word that is going to go on visionary wisdom, wiser and wilder painting that I'm doing. Most of you already have put a number of different words in. And if you're brand new, definitely jump on the Facebook page and give us your word, okay? And yesterday we did something different with picking up your stock talking stick with a piece of driftwood in the circle. And if you weren't here in the circle yesterday, when you listen to the recording, you can follow that too. It's beautiful. Today we're going to do something even different. If you look, you know, we're still on the beach right now. So imagine we're sitting on the beach around this fire, right? In the warm sand, it's at the night, and the tide is low. And this beach has little pebbles and rocks all over it, just like a lot of beaches have. And you're looking down, and you can feel the little pebbles with your toes, and you see them just jutting out of the sand. So what I want you to do is just reach down and pick one up and feel it in your hand. And you know how those pebbles are so round, and you can just, and if it doesn't feel like the right one, get a different one. But hold one in your hand right now. Hold one of those pebbles or little rocks in your hand. Because I want you to have something very tangible, okay? And I'm going to explain a little bit more of this in a few minutes. But for right now, I just want you to feel this tangible stone or rock in your hand. And I want you to tune in to what it feels like to really be in that soulful place in yourself. That place of being free to be that soulful spirit, your wild woman self. And the theme of this whole event has been so much about how to let go of trying to fit into somebody else's picture of that, but instead to let go and to be yourself and just be who you need to be. And a lot of that has to do with, you know, facing what holds you back from doing that, in all those parts. But for right in this moment, just see if you can feel that peace inside of your heart, inside of your solar plexus that just knows who you are. And hold that empowerment into the stone. And if you were going to have a marking pen right now, whatever color it is, and you were going to write one word on that stone, what would it be? That would remind you of this moment, of when you felt that empowerment. One word that would remind you. And those of you who are in the chat, I invite you to share that word and that in the chat. Those of you that aren't in the chat, please, I'm going to give you another little thing to do with this right now, which is going to be different than what we've done every other day, okay? This is really cool, okay? And this is coming back to my story here a little bit before we move on to introduce our speakers. One of my stories is that I grew up with wonderful parents that loved me, but they didn't see who I was, right? And I'm sure some of you really get that. I had this such an amazing awareness when I was really young, 3 years old, but they didn't really get it, and so I wasn't really seen for that part of me. So I grew up trying to fit in all the time, trying to do what I should do. And I looked at other people and tried to be like them. And I know some of you get that, and you've probably had some similar experience. And as I got into my teenage years, I did that even more. It was like, looked at the cool kids and thought, how do I act like them? How do I be like them? And literally, of course, as I grew older into my 20s, I had an awareness that I was doing this, but I still didn't have the empowerment yet to not do it. And those threads of that still don't, the last threads of that, I don't think of, will ever disappear completely, but I have empowerment over it now, which is a really big thing. And listen, this is really important because when, and both of these amazing women, Michelle Grace and Carolyn, they're here with me today. I've met both of them as being part of a coaching group that I've been with for the last number of years, and we were together for a couple of years in that group, right? And so, you know, I ended up in that group by listening to My Wise Woman one day and getting in my car and driving to Vancouver and ended up in this thing called Midas Camp with Andrea Lee. And I was like, I don't know, this is going to be just like every other coaching program that is telling me to be somebody I'm not. But it wasn't, right? It wasn't. It was amazing. And eventually, you know, I've worked with Andrea for a long time, and she said, you need to write this book. And then I didn't know what that was going to be until I started writing it, and I shared with all of you, because the book was supposed to be mine, my voice, my empowerment, and I couldn't copy what somebody else did. You know, and Andrea is very clever that way. You know, she said, this is time for you to do your real thing, because the book I'd written previously was a really good book, but it was trying to fit into everybody else, right? So I got the book written finally, right? And then it came to this book launch. And I said, well, how do I do this? And that part of me still wanted to follow somebody else's model and do it the right way, whatever that is, the right way, in quotes. And I know some of you get that. And I was told the same thing again. You need to do it your way. You need to step into who you are, what you're standing for, and make it work. There's no right way to do a book launch. It's just doing something that is an expression of who you are. So it made me have to go in and really get clear what those pieces are. And I certainly can't share all those right now. But one big piece of that, I made a whole list one day in a meditative walk on the beach, right, of what those pieces were. And one of them was about collaboration, in that I really stand for collaboration, for people working together, for groups, for gatherings, for, you know, creating community. That lives in my veins, you know. If those of you in the chat are hearing that and you feel similar, you could raise your hand and say, yeah, me too. But that was me. So I knew that any event that I had was going to have collaboration in it. I didn't want to just bring a bunch of people together and have a bunch of speakers and not have people be involved, right? So I got this in the shower this morning. I got to tell you, I get a lot of insights in the shower. I don't know about the rest of you. But I thought, oh, my God, what I want you all to do is take the visualization we just did with the stones, and I want you all today would be ideal, but in the next couple days, I want you to find a stone, right? And if you don't live near a beach, it's okay. You can go in your garden. Look, at when you're gardening, you dig down, what do you run into? Stones, right? Because you have to pull them out so your plants are going to grow. You can find a stone anywhere in the soil, right? So what you want to do is find a little stone that speaks to you, clean it off. You know, you can do whatever you're going to do with it. And then I want you to find some marking pens, some waterproof marking pens, which I know Carolyn and I both love, and write on the stone your word. And you can also decorate it, you know, put designs on whatever comes to you. This is going to be yours that you're creating, and it's going to be in real form, not virtual. Do you all get that? Beautiful. So what I want you all to do, this is the next part of it. I want you to take a photo of it with your smartphone. Everybody's got one of those nowadays. Take a photo of your stone once it's all done and post that photo on our Facebook group. Okay? You all get it? And I'm going to make some kind of montage with all of the stones. It's going to be another little art project I'm doing. And I can't tell you what yet, but I'm going to do it. I'm making that commitment right here. So I need all of your photos. So first you need to get the stone. You need to put your word on it, make it yours, take the picture of it, post it on the Facebook group page. Soon, like in the next couple days, please. I'd like them all to come right away. And then I want you to take your stone and put it somewhere empowering on an altar. It could be your prosperity corner of your office, okay? But I really want you to do that. So it'll be with you and remind you of how you can stand in your place and how to be your soulful self. Yay. Are you all in? Thank you. I'm glad you all love the idea. I'm feeling teary right now. If you saw me, you'd see me crying, only because I didn't know how to do this at first. I was trying to copy everybody else's lunch. And honestly, the more I got it, I need to make this my own, the more all the downloads started coming through me of what I can offer, what I need to do that's real. So this is going to be beautiful, a beautiful montage. Whether I make a soul collage out of them or put them all in Photoshop and do something artsy with it, I don't know yet. But it's going to be amazing. So thank you all for playing with me, and thank you all for letting me share a bit of my story. And I'm telling you that the story never ends, okay? And those of you that related to my story of trying to fit in, you know, I'm just turned 69, you know, last Monday, and we had my little birthday thing, you know, in the fire circle before that. And really, I'm still getting it. So it isn't so black and white, so I want to tell you. You can't wait till you have it all together, and then, okay, now I can do it. You just have to do it one little piece at a time until you are more in that authenticity than you're out of it. You're more your soulful self than you're not. You're with your wise and wild women more and more all the time. And that's the title of my book, you know, Wiser and Wilder, because that's the truth. I feel like it's my way of being wiser and wilder by writing that book. It's my story. It's all those stories of the women in the book. It's everybody's story who's reading it. We're all fully stepping in more and more all the time. Yay. Thank you all. Yes, Margie, just like creating your healing sanctuary. Exactly. Margie just wrote that on the chat, so those of you that aren't there. Audrey said, this is spooky, kind of awesome. I love it. Talk about synchronicity. I've literally spent the last 3 days worrying about my book launch meeting that I had last week. Oh, my God, Audrey, I am so happy you came today. You're guided here, right? You're guided here by an amazing person. So this really speaks to you. I get it. Okay, yeah, post by February 20th in the Facebook group, Selena says, and that's really great. I love that deadline. Thank you, Selena. It's really important because we're not going to be there every single day like we've been. I'm still keeping it for a while, but I would really love to hold that energy right now and have you all really do it right away and bring that photo in really quickly. By the end of the weekend, it would be awesome. All right. This has been great. Let's all take a breath together. Yay. Just a big breath of switching gears right now. Beautiful. So I've invited these two amazing women to be with us today who are going to tell their little story. And for those of you who haven't been here the last couple days, I'm just going to repeat the question again that I've given to both of these women and everybody else who has been speaking with us this week, okay? Thinking back to when you first began in business, what was one challenge you had, and how are you able to access your own inner wisdom to help you through it? How was this like walking through the fire? How was this like walking through the fire? And what did you learn from it? How does this make a difference now, many years later? And how do you still use that wisdom piece to keep you aligned and on track? So both of you, Michelle Grace and Carolyn, can answer this your own way, but it's through a story, and you'll each get about 10 minutes or so, you know, to do that, 10 or 15 minutes. And then I'll bring you both on again, too. Hopefully there'll be time after that. So I'll just introduce each of you one at a time, and then give the microphone to you. excuse me. I'm going with Caroline first, only because you're in the top of my page here. Caroline Ellis is the founder of Brilliance Mastery and a graphic recorder leadership trainer, transformational expert, and speaker. Combining her deep intuitive abilities with her Harvard-trained brain and a lifelong love of colorful markers, Carolyn creates real-time captivating info doodles, sketch notes, and large-scale visual murals for her clients. They're beautiful, by the way. Carolyn specializes in helping decision makers and organizations access creativity, improve engagement, clarify communication and strategic vision, and develop high-performing teams. Carolyn, I'm thrilled to have you here. Are you ready to go?
I'm absolutely ready to go. Wow.
Hey.
Well,
yeah,
thank you so much.
I'm so excited. So the microphone's yours. Go for it.
I'll take the talking stick. Yes, thank
That's
you.
That's right. Thank you.
I wanted to just thank you, Kaya. I was smiling and laughing so much when you were sharing parts of your story, because so much of your story, I was like, oh, my God, she's like been in my brain, been in my heart, been in my life, because it felt so familiar. And I'm sure that there are many other women on this call who can totally relate. And, you know, really what I heard a lot in what you were saying and what I wanted to share as I was contemplating your questions that you gave to us is this idea of, like, really just, you know, what is it about our soul curriculum? I know mine has been very much one of wanting to find approval outside myself, a really deep-seated belief somewhere in there that there was something wrong with me. So if I was really capable and really helpful and, you know, did a good job, you know, chipper little, you know, foot soldier and, you know, for other coaches or other people or ex-husbands or whatever, that maybe I would be okay. And when I was thinking about that as sort of a theme for my journey and then taking to my business, I had to laugh actually at the question, because it's like when I first began my business, which, you know, now is probably 14 years ago, and definitely one of the biggest challenges I had was very much along some of the themes that you've already put in our circle here today. The idea of, oh my gosh, there's so much, I don't have the answers. I have to ask everybody else for their views, their guidance, their opinion, and I need to do it the way they say they're going to do it. Otherwise, I'm not going to be a serious business owner. I'm not going to be successful. You know, it was just all a very, it was a very sort of stressed and, as a, you know, our former mentor, Andrea Lee, would say, you know, adrenalized kind of environment that I created my first evolution of myself in business in, which was, I got to do it all. So I got to get on social media. I have to, you know, grow my list. I have to do all of these things. And, oh, yes, and by the way, do all this personal work on myself so I could really be the best coach and, you know, all of that stuff. And so what I lacked in those early days was really the discernment and just this perpetually seeking outside of myself for the right answers. And the reason I had to laugh a little bit when I was contemplating these questions for today's conversation was, oh, my God, it took me literally years to move through that. So I really appreciate what you said, Kaya, when you said, listen, I just turned 69 and I'm still getting this. Like, I'm still figuring this all out. And the idea of starting with the little pieces has been part of what I've found in coming into my own wisdom as well. And I'll be honest, I think it was really the last, about three, four years ago now, I went through a period where I had reinvented my business. Sort of my initial focus had been in relationship and separation and divorce. And then I created Brilliance Mastery, which was really focused more on helping small business owners really develop a presence and an internal energetic alignment so that they could really have a successful business. But what I found was there was more that was needing to come forward, because I had come a long way from the creating my business along the models of other people, you know, people that I learned from. It was great at the time, but there was still something inside of me that was like, this isn't really fully you. What is really fully you? Like, what is it that, not like the what should I do, but what am I really deeply in my soul level feeling called to do, to be, to offer. And that was a big question. Not what is the should, but what is the highest service that I could offer in the form of my business? And at times I felt so, really incompetent and unqualified to even think of having an answer for that. So I would, at a certain point in time, I would go find another coaching program to be part of and try to learn and stuff other people's knowledge in and try to get it out of me. But a few years ago, my fire time really came together with a number of influences. One was one of my children was very ill for several weeks, was in the hospital, and it really pretty much shattered me. I felt I had no bandwidth, no capacity really to even think about my business. There were so many various medical issues going on, not only with one of my children, but also with my parents at the same time. And it was just a period of about 6 months where it was like going from one crisis to another and just trying to really get through the day and hope that everybody was going to be okay. Luckily, everybody is okay. And, that's been good. But that period of feeling like everything was falling apart, and that no matter how much I had tried to be of humble service, how much I had tried to do the best in my business, I really felt like I don't even know who I am anymore. And was from that place of really, and when we say fire, I'm talking about, there was even a point at time in my journey there where I woke up and I had such a red face. Like I was literally, my face, my hands were swollen, red, puffy, like I had some amazing allergic reaction. It was, I think, part of just this big block of sort of self-doubt and that need to always be looking outside of myself for answers was in the process of moving out of my energetic field. But I literally looked like I had walked through fire because I was just flaming beet red for about 3 or 4 days. And what I've learned from that time really has been to connect and anchor into this very deep trust within myself and to celebrate the gift of each moment. So this idea of, is somebody going to become a new client or not a new client, really to view even just that conversation or that interaction as just a wonderful gift of energetic exchange of two souls connecting in that certain point of time, being grateful for that. And not being so attached as I had been when I first started my business to are they going to say yes? Are they going to say no? Like, oh, if they say yes, that's amazing. I'm amazing. And if they say no, oh, I'm terrible. I must go back and do more studying. So just taking myself off of that huge roller coaster of self-judgment that I had really been putting myself on my whole life. I think the other thing that I've learned that's really supported me and continues to support me now is just this idea of when we go through these sort of fire times in our lives, whether it's, in my case, medical illness, earlier time in my life it had been through divorce, this idea of not needing to figure it all out with my brain, with that mental body of mine, but the idea of opening myself up to co-creating with my soul, co-creating with my spirit. And I love that you put that word collaboration into this call. The idea of collaborating, and I also see it as like dancing with what is it that, this moment is calling for from me and how can I meet that and just engage with it. And when I am able to do that, I feel such a sense of flow, creativity, new ideas, the courage to pick up the phone and have a conversation with somebody, and actually, I'm not even seeking. The opportunities, the partnerships, the experiences find me when I can be in that place of co-creation. So, that's, that's a little bit about what I have found through my time in the fire, and I just encourage everyone to, one of the things I also would do very much to myself was be in a place of really strong judgment. So, no matter what I did, I somehow would always find myself a little bit wanting, not quite good enough. I should have realized that about that relationship sooner, or, that was a silly idea to launch that product. I should have tested it more. So always looking for some way to find fault within myself. And what I realized is that all of those sort of, that judgment really, it was part of, you know, the woman and the girl that I was at that time. So as I come more into my wisdom years and just sort of feeling that fullness within me, I realized that the most important gift I can give to those I love, to my clients, to the planet, to my community, is just to be in that place of really just loving and nurturing myself. I used to think that was a horribly selfish and self-centered way to think, but I realized that's actually all there really is, and I don't have to go back and psychoanalyze myself to death or anything, but just can I find the lightness in this moment? Can I find the humor? Can I seek out experiences that let that little girl of mine go out and play? And that's really where I discovered my joy and my ability to do what I do now, which is, you know, capturing graphically conversations, people thinking, talks in real time through drawing on large pieces of paper. I really, there's no way I would have ever thought I could do that. And I'd known about this as a potential field for literally years. But until I was really kind of crispy and toasted and burned up in that fire, I really wasn't ready to jump in and explore it. And it was from that place of just literally having, you know, been in a ball on my couch for a few months, I listened to my little girl who said, why don't you go and just check that thing out with the doodling in the markers? I think that would be fun for us. And I was like, okay, I'll do that. I just wanted to have a little bit more fun in my life because I was feeling so worn down. And lo and behold, it became like the most awesome thing I never knew I could, you know, do and express. And I'm just having joy literally every moment in finding and expressing that particular synthesis of my skills, my clients' needs, and just that collaboration with my own spirit in expressing it through my business now.
Well, that's beautiful. Your story is amazing. I love it. Oh, my God.
I would never have written it for myself if I'd known, but, I mean, I just,
beautiful.
You just go with it, right?
Yeah, you know, and I've always, like you, been so attracted to that doodling stuff. I've been doodling forever. My story about that is in my book as well. And I have to, you know, I really loved it when you started doing it, and I think you you know, without realizing it, you encouraged me to just start doing my drawing more. And, I mean, we learn from each other, you know, and this is women, we need each other, really. Mm. It's so important. But, I have a lot of my drawings in my book that I didn't even know I was going to do them when I started out writing the book. So these things just appear, don't they?
Yeah,
they're
do.
Meant to be.
Thank you so much.
Some of the things that stand out for what you said, it was starting with the little pieces, you know. What are you called to do? What are you called to do now? Should, you know, what you should do, you know. You know, how do you be of the highest service? It's really great. Thank you. I'm going to bring on Michelle Grace, and then hopefully there'll be time to bring you back, okay?
Sure. Thanks.
Yeah, just because I want to make sure that we don't run out of time. Yay.
Absolutely.
This is great, though. Just to mention to all of you before we bring Michelle Grace on that I would really appreciate all of you that are buying my book. It's just been so exciting to see so many people, that it's going to go out to so many people. And you're buying it ahead of time right now, which means you're going to get a signed copy. You're going to get the book before everybody else. And if you haven't bought it yet and you're ready to do that, you'll get bonuses with it. Some really fun things I'm putting together that aren't even listed on the sales page because I keep getting more ideas of bonuses. So there'll be some surprises. So go to wiserandwilder.com and you can order your book right now. Okay. I'm so excited to welcome Michelle Grace Lezerard, and she is a shamanic teacher and healer who helps you design your business by the light of the moon, so you can follow their right timing to take right action, helping you manifest your wildest dreams, guiding you to fresh clues to solve problems, and find solutions that previously felt unsolvable, all of which appeals to this hip, smart, spirit-led businesswoman, astrologer, and artist. Michelle Grace is the past president of the National Association of Women's Business Owners, a certified money breakthrough method coach, soul collage facilitator, and ordained interfaith minister. So like many of us, she's had a full life, right, Michelle Grace?
Yes.
I love it. You know, that's the thing. The older we are, the longer these lists are, because we just keep standing more in our truth and gathering more little stones, right? It's wonderful.
Yeah.
So I'm thrilled that you're here with us, and I know your story is going to be amazing. So I'm passing the talking stick to you.
Oh, thank you, Kaya, and thank you for everybody that's here. You know, I opened up to the energies this morning, and things have been flooding through. So I hope I make sense, because a lot of it's channeled, and I looked at the questions and everything. And I've been in business my whole entire life. I started my first company when I was 24 with a dream. I had no money. And I grew that into a multiple six-figure business with 8 employees. I was nationally known. And then I just I went through a really tough time where, you know, similar to what happened in 2008, except this happened in 1988, where all the banks failed, and I had about $50,000-$60,000 in debt from clients I couldn't collect from, and back then I was very business oriented, but not very spiritual. And for whatever reason, I was so desperate, as Carolyn was talking about, being crispy. I was definitely crispy at that point, because I couldn't figure out, all my clients were canceling. I knew I couldn't collect the debt. And I just went home and got on my knees and prayed. And there was this small, quiet voice that I had heard as a kid, but I had been discounting. And it just said, do this, do this, do this. And I listened. And within 24 hours, I had moved out of my office. And within 2 weeks, I had a $45,000 line of credit and a $15,000 computer system. I literally shut down and shut the doors to everything, walked away, not knowing what was going to happen. And then within 2 weeks, everything shifted, and I was back in, but in a different way. And so that kind of, you know, I was, what, 20, 28, 29 at the time. That ability to flip on a dime, to really just get back down to the bare bones and understand and trust the guidance that's coming in. I didn't understand it at the time. That didn't come till later. And you know, what I want to say is I'm a woman who was always judged, or I felt judgment from others who didn't understand the way I created. I was listening to my own intuition, and so I was doing things as an entrepreneur will do, but other people couldn't figure it out, so I was making myself really small, like y'all have talked about, to fit into their world versus just living in my world. But again, you know, it came a time where I just realized that this business that I had created, I had a baby, I didn't want to, I looked around at what I had created and I went, hey, wait a minute, this is not feeding me anymore. This is not what I want to be. I really want to hang out with my daughter and give myself permission to be a mom. And so I sold everything. Again, within 20 days, I had sold everything and walked away from everything I had created. And what I want to talk about that energy is that when that call or that energy is upon you, too often what I see happening with people is that they're not listening. And so they keep continuing on the same path because they haven't trusted their own inner knowing. So, you know, my fire has come again, and now I'm hitting 60 next month, and I'm just really grateful for the wise women that counseled me during those openings and closings. And I want to say something about that. Today is my mentor's birthday. She would have been 66 years old. Over the 10 years, I've lost a lot of really close people to me, and part of the walking the shamanic path is the ability to deal with death and dying. And so maybe I'm supposed to share this story today. Maybe it's going to touch into somebody else's experience or where they're at right now. But 5 years ago, I was just really depressed, and I was like, she had died in 2005, and I had heard she was, you know, we had gone on a trip to look for beads, and death was calling her, and I knew she was going to die. I've always had the ability to speak with the other side, but I had pushed it away because it was too scary for me. And so, she had passed, and it was now 2010. And I was really in a place. I had grown my business. You know, I recreated myself. I became a shamanic practitioner. That was the call that I answered. And, you know, there's always this split that I see between business versus spiritual, or spiritual versus business, homemaker versus businesswoman versus homemaker. And really, there's no separation, but it takes a while for you to understand that, or for me to understand that. And so I was standing in my kitchen, and I was really, I had never been on medication before, but I was really ready to make the phone call. And I just stood there, and I thought, well, let me play with some images. So I got out my magazines. I'm a soul collage facilitator, and if you want to learn more about that, you can go to soulcollage.com. But I turned on my computer, and I was listening to this podcast, and the woman was talking about going to Machu Picchu. And that was the last conversation I had had with my mentor. She had gone down to Brazil on Machu Picchu, Peru, a lot. And we were supposed to take this trip, and then she got really seriously ill. And I was standing there in the kitchen making these cards, and I realized that it was the anniversary of her death and the anniversary of her birth. And so within 24 hours, I had moved through what was there and what needed tending to. And what I want to say is, what needs tending to? You know, too often, even myself, like Carolyn said, you know, what needs tending? Do I have to look like I walk through fire in order to get whatever's up at that moment? And that's why I really like connecting women back to their birth chart. And I know there's some pieces of that in the book. And I highly recommend that you tap into the energies that Kaya is putting out there, because it is a journey, and that there's never a destination. You're always on the path. I wish somebody had told me that when I was 24, because I thought I knew it all. And I did, and I didn't. There was a part of me, and there is a part of you that has that innate knowing and knows what she's about. But as Carolyn said, you can get lost in other people's decisions about what your business should look like. And what I want to say, too, about the spirit-led business owner or the intuitive business owner is, a lot of times people can only take you to the level they've gone. So if you hire a business coach who's not really in touch with their own intuition or hasn't done their own personal inner healing work, they're only going to be able to take you so far. And it can become really frustrating when you're trying to get heard, and you know that you have this calling, and it's not getting addressed. I've hired coaches that I knew after I got into it that just didn't get what I was trying to get to, and I didn't have the words for which to put them together. And because it was because I wasn't collaborating in a way with my higher self at the time, or my guides and guardians, that I got really screwed up. I mean, I spent a lot of money. I'm not necessarily an advocate of throwing a lot of money at a problem. I'm an advocate for, as Susanna said, taking a walk and tapping into the energies and allowing the universe to guide me to where I need to be. And sometimes I get thrown off that path, and sometimes I'm really on the path and it works. I've had a lot of experiences of death and rebirth, literally people having being in my life and then suddenly gone. And they've been huge lessons for me. And we all have that. I think, I used to say we grow up with fairy tales, and fairy tales tell you that the heroine goes on the journey and everything works out in the end. Well, they don't tell you that in the second chapter, after everything works out in the end, the journey starts again and you're on this path. I mean, it's like, hello? And so you're sitting there going, oh, no, I'm doing it. I'm in this again. And so I hear you giggling. what I'm talking about.
I do. It's been over and over and over again.
Yeah, it's like, oh, and I hear people say, but I've already done my healing. And I'm like, okay, I've said that too. But, it's the second chapter. And, okay, here we go again. We're gone in for another ride. And, okay, what's the joy? What can I find in this? And, bottom line, what it comes down to for me over, and I've hired business coaches, and I've hired, I've collaborated, and I've been, bottom line for me at this point is it fun and does it give me joy? Bottom line, is it still fun and does it give me joy? I'm a lot like Carolyn. I sat and looked at the Doodle program for 5 years, and I had just quit my coach, and I was like, I just need to do something fun. I just need to do something fun. And so I took the Doodle course, and I was like, oh, my gosh, this is the most fun I've had in ages. Oh, look what I can do. And the same thing happened when I was getting my degree. I was so in my head. And I would tell you, go do the opposite of what you're doing. If you're really stuck, go do the opposite. I remember being in my psychology program and just writing paper after paper after paper, and I was like, I've got to do something to get out of this linear head world, and so I went and enrolled in a stamping class at the local scrapbook store, and I was hooked. And for 3 years, that's all I did was art journaling and art media, and it just gave me this flip side of all the intellect. And too often what I see with business owners is that they're not taking a pause to go do something fun. And, there's a part of you, there's a part of me that needs to feed that fun, playful self. Otherwise, it just dries up and you feel like you're this dried up grape by the end, and it's not really a good grape either. It's not ready for raisin. It's just betwixt and between. And what I like to call, as my old mentor used to say, hanging in the dangle. Hanging in the dangle really sucks, because you don't know where you're going yet. You haven't seen, the old's dying, but you haven't seen the next place. And so you're just shriveling and sitting there, and you're like, okay, now what? Just show me. And so I hope that, helps. My journey has been really interesting because I have a very practical husband who, has watched me go from, people would say, you're doing a lot of different things, but you're not focusing on one area. And he said the most sweetest thing to me, he lost his job. He'd been with the same company for 23 years, and he was let go. And I didn't say anything to him during the time he was out of work. I just trusted that he would find his own path. And when he went back and he found the job that he really loved and, you know, he was renewed again, he said to me, he goes, I've watched you recreate and recreate yourself over the years. And he goes, that is something I really admire in you. And I just was like, whoa, he actually has seen me. He doesn't think I'm like this wackadoo that just keeps going, hey, let me go do this. Oh, no, I'm going to go do this. And, you know, because, you know, I like to do a lot of different things. I like to, you know, if I get bored in one area, then I'm willing to go, hey, you know, I'm done with this for maybe a while, maybe totally, and now I'm going to go do this. And that's okay. And it's taken me that this long to really appreciate that. And I think that's what the wise and wilder wisdom that comes in is that it's okay to shift gears. It's okay to make a different plan. It's okay to change your mind. Yeah.
This is great. So wonderful, Michelle Grace. You've said so many amazing things here. And I just wrote down a couple of them, and I don't even did my paper here, but I love about the part where you said just to trust your guidance coming in, really look at what needs tending to, and that looking, one thing that you said that I, that's my mantra right now as well, is doing only what is fun and joyful to me, and it's so important to me at this point in my life especially that those are the criteria for me. So I love that. It's so yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for
it's beautiful. Oh my gosh, you're inspiring. Really inspiring. And yeah, I just love it. You know, I love that you know your beginning was $60,000 in debts, and then just moving along. Mm-hmm. Your ability to flip on a dime. I love how it's a great statement too. Yeah.
Well, when you're flipping on a dime, sometimes you don't know what's going to happen, but...
You don't, but it's like you go for it.
You have to go
anyway,
for it.
Anyway, thank you. I know we're running toward the end of our hour here, and I just want to I've been ending the call each time with reading a little piece out of my book, and I just felt really strongly drawn to reading a part out of Chapter 9, which is called Crone Medicine, and I want you to know that I kind of went back and forth about, this was my should part coming in, right? I wanted to write this chapter, and then some part of me was still kind of holding on to that other part of me, which is, the book needs to appeal to lots of different ages of people, not just elders, right? Because that's the whole point, right? It's really, and most of the clients I work with in their 40s, you know, because I think that's the stage where you're really building and looking for help. But I wrote this chapter called Crone Medicine, and it was something I needed to do. It was that guidance that you talk about, Michelle Grace. It came through really strongly to me.
Mm.
And so I'm just going to read a little bit out of that chapter. The title of this section is called The New Archetype. We need an entirely new archetype for older women in their wise woman years who are expressing their living wisdom and soul through giving birth to their vision, running a business, or still doing their life work. Now in our crone years, being juicy means having vitality for what you do, because patriarchy has been extraordinarily negative to older women. One of my not-so-secret missions is to take the word crone and redefine it as an achievement and an honored expression. Never has there been a generation like our postmenopausal one. We lived through the birth of women's liberation movement and have been educating other women ever since. As a juicy crone, the potential exists for us to change the world we live in, to influence, to redefine, to reinvent, and to reappraise and make a difference. So my wish for you visionary women of all ages is that you're able to embrace and own your own unique wisdom and inner beauty, so you too can be a mentor and know that you are standing in a circle of women. You can look back to who you were and look forward to where you're going. We are here holding our staffs to welcome you. And that's really my message, you know, and that's the painting on the front of my book, She's holding her Krone staff. So it's for everybody. And really, I believe that you can get in touch with your inner Krone even if you're 40 or 30. It's that part of you that knows. It's beautiful. You hold that energy. It's that place of holding in a quiet place and listening to guidance and knowing when to speak, when it's time to not speak, all those things. So, again, I'd love it if you, I encourage you to buy the book early because you're going to get so many fun bonuses with it, and I haven't even begun to tell you everything that's in here. But, again, go to wiserandwilder.com. And I want to ask Carolyn and Michelle Grace to come on for just one 30-second moment of maybe sharing what your word is that you're going to put on your stone, even if you're not sure what you're thinking it's going to be right now.
Mm.
Yeah. Jeez. Do either of you have an idea?
You know what? This is Carolyn, and I had a word, and I think I put it in the chat, but I can't remember for the life of me what it was at that moment. But I think, for me in this moment, my word is about presence, like here and now.
All right.
And that's all there is. That's
where
the joy is.
It's going right back to Ram Dass, be here now,
mm-hmm.
with one of my mentors. I love it. Yeah, I love that. And how about you, Michelle Grace?
The word that came up was peace.
Peace. Beautiful.
Seek your peace.
And for all of you, we're just playing with this right now. When you get your stone actually in your hand, trust the guidance that Michelle Grace mentioned to you. Trust the guidance coming in, because what you write on that stone might not be what your brain is telling you. So as Caroline said, it's more what you're called to do, not what you think you should write. You
mm-hmm.
can, yeah, isn't that true? So you never know what's going to come through. And you know that from both of you being artists, too, you pick up your pen and the energy goes through you. I mean, that's been the way for me as well. And, I thought about becoming, I did a class in graphic doodling as well, by the way, the two of you. I finally did it this year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was beautiful. Yeah, it was amazing. And then
cool.
I did another workshop in painting, and that was it for me. It's like I need to be painting, So it's
nice.
The truth comes through when you just go for it.
Mm. Lovely.
Yay. So this has been an amazing hour. It goes by so fast. There's so much wisdom here. I'm loving all the comments that all the people in the chat are making. And if you haven't been in the chat yet, you have one more day. To join us, to be in the chat, which is a really special place to be because you get to actually say things and make comments and be in conversation. Of course, you can be in conversation even more fully. I was going to say, I don't think that's the right way to say it in English, but that's okay. Even more fully, even fuller, whatever, if you join the Facebook group. And if you're already a member of the Facebook group, to come on over and contribute and share your story, really, because it's about all of your stories, and that's where you can share yours, right? Tomorrow is our sixth and last circle together in this format. We'll have other ones that are growing, okay? Tomorrow we have Sonia Miller and Nancy Swisher, who are both amazing women also. And I want to give you a couple dates right now to keep in mind. My book launch, the real one that's happening where my book's going to be coming out on Amazon and all that is May 1st, and I'm having a book launch party, right here in Portland. It's going to be amazing. On May 15th, it's a Sunday afternoon. I hope I got that number right. And anybody that's nearby or just is looking for an excuse to come to Portland, that's the day to come. We're going to do, as you can imagine, it's going to be a physical manifestation of this group. We're going to do some cool things together in a circle, energy, and all that. And then in June, on June 10th, I'm going to be having a one-day retreat, kind of workshop-y retreat, where we're going to go through a lot of the activities in the book and just be together in person. So if you're looking for two good excuses to come to Portland, there's two of them right there. So I'm just putting those dates out to you now. I have nothing written yet about the workshop on June 10th. You're the first ones to know about it, okay? Lastly, I'm also planning a women's retreat on a weekend, hopefully at the Oregon coast, and it's going to be in October, where we get to do a lot of this stuff in person around a real fire and all that. So if you're looking for the best time to come to Oregon, that would be it. And you can just send me an email and let me know you're interested. So for now, I'm saying we're going to leave the fire just to be simmering overnight, and we'll be back together around the circle tomorrow morning, the same time, with Sonia and Nancy joining me, who are both amazing women. I won't even go into it right now, but I will tomorrow, and you'll get to hear from them both. But they're both amazing and powerful artists and visionaries as well. So thank you all so much. Thank you all for being here. Thank you for your stories, and I'll see you in the Facebook group later today. Alrighty. Bye-bye.